Okay, we're here today with Mr. Tom Furlong, and I'm just going to ask some questions about your life and your family and your background, and you kind of direct your answers toward this little black box. You don't have to get right on it. It'll pick up.
Okay.
It'll pick you up, okay. So why don't we start with your full name, Tom?
Thomas Francis
Furlong. And when were you born?
1917, November.
All right. And where were you born?
Great Falls.
Okay.
Old Columbus Hospital.
All right. And so you grew up here?
Yeah.
Have you lived anywhere else in your life but Great Falls?
Well, I was in Denver during the war a lot.
Okay. And what did you do for a living?
I graduated with a degree in English, and I taught school for 6 years.
All right.
Then I became a mailman.
Okay.
I got paid overtime for that.
Exactly. And you don't for school, do you?
Sure
teaching
don't.
School.
You work your head off.
Yes. Where did you teach when you did teach?
I taught at Winnet.
At Winnet. Okay.
Course.
And now you're retired?
Yeah.
Okay.
A long time ago.
Okay. And I know you were married and have lots of children. Would you tell me a little bit about that so we could have it for the record?
Well, I had Tim when we were in the Army then. Joe, Nora, Patrick, Mary Ann, Anna, Stacia, and Janet.
Okay. And who did you marry?
I married twice. I married Virginia Newton in Malta, and then I married Helen Pearson.
Okay, what year did
she,
you...
She was living here.
Okay. What year did you marry your first wife?
About 1942.
Okay. And did she pass away?
No, she's still around.
Oh, you're divorced?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And was your first wife of Irish ancestry?
No, she was English.
Okay. How about your second wife?
She was a Luxembourgian.
Okay.
Pearson.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about... your parents, who were your parents?
My dad and mother came from Ireland. My mother was from Oranmore in Waterford County, or the...
Glass.
The glass.
Mm-hmm. Crystal.
Crystal, yeah. Mm-hmm. And my dad was from Waterford City. My dad lived on a farm north of Waterford City, but he'd go into... he had 8 brothers. And he'd go into Waterford City every day with
mm-hmm.
milk and cream.
Okay. He was a dairyman then.
That's what I... But he left there and came to Montana.
Do you know what year he left Ireland?
Oh, about 1900.
1900. Any particular reason that he ever shared with you why he left Ireland?
No, but it was pretty... Well, they had 8. He had 7 brothers, and the farm went to the oldest brother, so the younger ones had to migrate.
Got it.
He had a brother in New Zealand, Patty.
Mhm.
But there was nothing in Ireland for him, you know.
And did he marry your mother before they immigrated?
Yeah, 2 years before they. She followed him. 2 years after they got married.
Okay.
She came to Montana. He had a brother in New York. Or Boston, I mean.
Okay.
He had a brother in Boston.
So.
And brother, when he left for Montana, he says, "What are you going on out there for?" All there's Indians and rattlesnakes.
And he was probably this. Right, huh?
Yeah. That's right.
And so what did he do when he got to Montana?
Oh, he went to Butte.
Okay.
And he worked in the mines, and that was pretty bad. So he came to Stockett, San Coulee, and got a job on the railroad.
Okay, in the coal mines where they were mining coal out of...
No, he was a railroad man.
Right. But isn't that where they were hauling coal out of there?
Coal.
Yes.
A belt in Neihardt. He went to Neihardt for a long time.
What railroad line did he work for?
Great Northern.
Okay.
He worked there probably 35 years or so.
Okay. And how many children did your parents have?
Oh.
Brothers and sisters do you have?
Probably eight.
Eight, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they came from Ireland.
Your siblings?
Yeah.
So they brought some children with them when they immigrated?
No.
Or were they all born in Montana?
They were all born in Montana, as far as I know. Well, the oldest one might have been born in Butte, I don't know.
Okay.
They went to Butte first. They had some friends there from Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
He left New York. He left Boston and came to Butte. And my mother followed him 2 years later.
Okay.
I said, what did you think when you came across the railroad by Glasgow after being in Ireland? There wasn't a tree in sight. She says, there's a long way to walk back.
Right. So where are you in the birth order of your siblings?
I had one younger sister.
Okay.
I was about sixth or seventh.
Okay. So after the... do you know how long your parents were in Butte before they came up to Great Falls?
Oh, probably 2 years.
Okay.
I don't know for sure.
Because you probably weren't there yet, were you?
No. No, I was born in 1917.
Right. That was even an interesting time to be in Great Falls.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Did your parents and your family associate with the other Irish in the communities where they lived?
Yeah, he was president of the Hibernians.
Okay.
And they'd have a banquet every year.
Right.
And Ryan was the secretary.
Okay.
But I went to their dinners, their banquets. I remember that. At the old veterans, what was it? They had a building down across from Little's Lanes. The VFW.
Right.
I remember that.
Okay. What else do you remember about growing up in Great Falls?
Oh, we played a lot of baseball. My brothers were, there was no professional baseball in my early years. And they played a lot of baseball and went to Conrad and Shoto and Belt. And, you know, Geraldine had a good team. They all had teams.
All the small communities had baseball teams.
They all had good teams.
Right. When you were growing up in Great Falls, did you ever notice if there was any mention made of you being Irish or any sentiments?
We lived down on the south side, and we were the only Irish family around.
You were the only Irish family around.
I think, but they all met at our house all the time.
Who met at your house?
All the kids. We'd sit on the porch. And,
from your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our baseball players.
Okay.
My brothers had a team. I'll get something. Wait, I'll get you something else.
Okay. All right. We'll just stop for a minute.
I want to put this in the Tribune.
Okay. Oh,
they said you got to have a debt of $5,000.
You bet.
And I listened to it. I used to know some guys that did that, you know. So
yeah.
I think they get paid if they listen to it. But he said you have to have a debt of at least $5,000. And we'll cut your rate down to 6%.
Right.
And that's when I hang up.
Okay, I've got some more probing questions for you to see if I can bring up any thoughts for you. When you were growing up in Great Falls in your big Irish family, did you learn any games or songs or music that your parents brought with them? Did they have any customs that they still kind of practiced at home when they were in Montana?
No, we weren't musicians. We had some people that took violin lessons, but we sang a lot on we sang American Irish songs on St. Patrick's Day at
Okay.
the banquets and stuff.
How did you celebrate holidays in your
I used to have
family?
my own sing-along. I'd go to St. Joe's or Ursuline or something. And I got my songbook, but they were actually American Irish, Hollywood stuff. They weren't the real Irish. I thought Irish were singers, but when I went to Ireland, they have those pipes, the pipes, Galway. John Galway. I got records, lots of records, but they're Irish. They're Irish Americans,
Yes. Good. Well, tell me, because I wasn't there, tell me a little bit more about what was going on in Great Falls when you were a young man and
Well, the only time they celebrated was they had Irish. Irish organization, and they have a St. Patrick's Day banquet, but that was all.
The Hibernians.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were quite active, weren't they,
Yeah.
in Great Falls? So not
Yeah.
as big as Butte, but.
Not like Butte, no.
Right.
Butte always had a parade.
Yep.
Now we got a parade.
Finally, since about the 1990s, huh?
Yeah.
Great Falls got busy again, got
Yeah.
parade going. Good. Good. Let's see what else would be interesting to talk about. So, being the second to the youngest in your large family, were you given any responsibilities
No.
in the household? Were you just a goofball and you just got to go play baseball pretty much?
Yeah, a lot of baseball. Yeah, we played independent, league, Twilight League, and then we go to Shoto or Conrad or something like that.
All right. And
And
where did you go to college?
I went to school at Missoula I had a brother there, Daz. And I was belonged to the Phi Sigma Kappa.
All right. What did your brothers grow up and kind of careers did they have?
Well, Mike was Hook. He was worked at the Montana Power in
Did he work in Butte or here in Great Falls?
Great Falls.
Okay. On the dams
And
or out at the dam?
yeah, Rainbow
Okay.
mostly. And then the oldest one was Gene Speck. He was a chicken man. He had a poultry company. He killed chickens for a living. I remember he had a contract to supply Fort Peck with chickens. So he had a place down there by the Elks Club where he'd.
Was that when they were building the Fort
Yes.
Peck Dam
Yeah.
and they were trying to feed all those workers?
Yeah,
Gosh.
he had a contract to send chickens up there every week or so.
Okay.
And Dad was in Missoula, working at the Missoulian when he graduated from school. And during the war, he came over here because he wasn't in the army. They were exempt, but he was in ROTC at Missoula.
All right.
But they let him go because he had varicose veins.
Right. And you said you served in the military during the war?
Yeah, 4.5 years.
And where did you serve?
In England.
And what branch of the service?
Air Corps, bombing.
Did you fly? Were you a gunner or?
No, I was an instructor.
Okay.
Aerial gunnery.
Was that after America had gone into the war, or did you fly for the English?
No, I went, I was in the Army a week after I graduated from Missoula, the Montana University.
Were you drafted or did you join?
No, I was drafted for a year, but I joined for 3 years, and I was in there actually before they let me out, 4.5 years.
Okay. And were you already married by then?
I got married while I was in the Army.
Okay. And so was your first wife from Great Falls, or was she from?
She was from Havre.
From Havre, okay. And
Malta, really.
Okay.
She had just graduated from college.
Did you meet her at college?
No.
Okay. How did you meet her?
Oh, I just met her, I don't know.
Just hanging out, huh?
Yeah, hanging out in a bar.
In a bar.
I wouldn't say that, though.
Well, that's okay, because that's where we have to socialize.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of, our social clubs usually were like the Moose or the Elks or the Eagles, and they had a bar and they had dances, and that's where.
Yeah, dancing.
People went to socialize, right?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
They did in Great Falls.
Yes. Okay, let's see. Talk about your sports. How did your family celebrate Christmas when you were growing up? What did you do for a Christmas holiday?
I remember going to 6 o'clock Mass at St. Anne's. They had a big choir, but they sang at the noon Mass.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a big day.
Did you have a dinner?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any favorite dishes?
No.
Just what was your usual?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember.
You didn't have to help with the cooking either, did you?
No. We ate a lot of cabbage.
Ate a lot of cabbage.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to have it. Yeah. We ate a lot of cabbage.
Did you have a garden?
Oh, yes. My dad had it. He was a flower fancier.
Mm-hmm.
Spent a lot of time at Kranz's flower shop.
Right.
But he grew peonies.
Oh, wow.
When he called them peonies.
Right.
I remember that.
That's great. Did you pick up any of those?
No.
Gardening characteristics?
There's my flowers over there. I'm all poppies.
Flowers.
I can't. I tried to grow tomatoes and I don't do very well.
That's all right. Not everybody has a green thumb. Do you remember any memorabilia or keepsakes? Did your parents get to bring much from Ireland that was important or symbolic to them?
No, they like shamrocks. I know that.
Uh-huh.
They get shamrocks from Ireland every year.
Would they?
They'd come about 2 or 3 days late, but I never saw any shamrocks in Ireland.
No. You have to look long and hard.
Yeah, they used to like shamrocks. And we'd get some every year from Ireland.
Oh, great. Let's see.
When I was in England, I met 5 of my cousins. But they, I think, are all on my mother's side. There's two, there were two Bridies, Big Bridie and Little Bridie, Bridget, you know.
Yes.
And Nora, and Sue. Sue was a Murphy name, her name was. They were in London working as nannies.
What was your mother's maiden name?
That's a good question. I don't remember.
Hmm.
I forget.
It's all right.
I'll think of it tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, I met. Yeah, there was a Murphy, and but she was married to a British soldier. And I can't think of her name now.
That's all right. If it comes to you, you just let me know. Okay. So I know
Powers. Powers was their name.
Powers. Okay. Yeah. You know, in the Wicklow Mountains, there's a manor house called Powers Court.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah, that was her name. I'm sure her name was Powers, but I'm not. I can't remember.
Well, that's probably it. If that's what popped into your mind. Do you remember any phrases or sayings that either of your parents?
Oh, just Aaron Gobrah.
Aaron Gobrah, that was it.
Yeah.
Ireland forever, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You've shown us some nice pictures today, and you have some nice books from memorabilia from Ireland. How many times did you go to Ireland, Tom?
I was there twice, at least.
Okay. And so one time were you like in the Galway Bay area and the other time?
Well, we landed in Galway.
Okay.
And then we went to Dublin and back.
All right.
But I like the western part of Ireland better. That's where Chris Stevens was.
Okay. And who's Chris Stevens?
Well, he grew up in Great Falls, but he went to Ireland with Billy Rutan, and they were both singers, and they had a guitar, and they'd stand on the street corner, have their cowboy hat there, and collect money.
Did they play cowboy music in Ireland? Or
no,
Irish
I
music?
I don't know what
in
they
it.
Played. But then Chris stayed there and got married there. Nula, he'd been a gal named Panula.
Mm-hmm.
And he would lived in Cong, and we visited him both times we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember he grew up on the south side, about two blocks from where I lived.
Uh-huh.
But his brother just died. Chris had a brother named. They bought our house, you know.
No, I didn't know that.
That brick house on next to the shoe shop on the south side.
Is that where Shigley's? Was that close to Shigley's store?
Who?
Shigley. There was a little grocery store. How far? What block on the south side did you live?
1000 block.
Okay. That
on 4th Avenue South.
Okay. All right.
Up by Our Lady of Lourdes.
Right. Right.
Only it wasn't there then.
Right. So your family probably went to St. Anne's then?
Yeah, we went to St. Anne's. We walked.
Yes.
Ran. I went to school at St. Mary's.
Did you?
And while we were there, there were four nuns from Donegal came.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good school.
Yes.
They knew what they were doing.
Yes. They did. They taught us, didn't they?
Yeah. Sister Matthias.
I think she was still teaching when we were in grade school.
Sister Joshua. They went to Great Falls Central later.
Yes, they did. I remember them.
Yeah, they were good teachers.
Yes. So what do you think and feel about being Irish? What does that mean to you?
Well, I had a good heritage, I thought. I didn't think much about it, really.
But it's important because you have lots of signs around your home.
Yeah, yeah.
That Ireland's important to you.
The road rise to meet you.
Yes.
Up there.
Mm-hmm.
By the Notre Dame thing.
So your Irish certainly has played a big part in your life because it's in your home and your art and your Notre Dame hat, and you love the Notre Dame football. Mm. So that came through from your parents, didn't it? Very important.
That was a big day when Notre Dame played Southern Cal.
Right.
I can remember listening to that on the radio when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Every play.
You were a sports buff, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, my brothers were. Yes. See that? Later on, the Pioneer League came into being.
Mm-hmm.
But for a long time, these guys, they ran the tournaments and the leagues. And they were baseball.
That's good.
I don't know where that bat went. I don't know where that bat is now.
That is a huge bat.
Yeah. I don't know where that is now.
Bat down there. At the bottom of the picture. Do you know where it came from?
No.
Okay. Don't know where
it came from. Oh, no, it was there.
It'd be fun to find out if that was down at the Historical Society.
That picture was taken probably at the Shell Cafe. No. I don't know where it was.
Hmm.
They used to have a banquet every year. But they were baseball in those days in Great Falls.
Yes. And that certainly wasn't a sport they played in Ireland, was it? No.
Cricket.
So, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us today about your Irish heritage or your travels? Or?
No, I was just back in Ireland, and it was nice.
You liked
it. To see those places.
Yes.
Very, especially Waterford area. I don't think I have anything from Ireland. I bought my daughter an
You
animal.
Have this.
Oh, yeah, I bought that, yeah.
Why don't you tell?
Yeah, I never saw
Tell Patrick about that.
They had shops that had stuff for Irish shillelagh.
And do you think when the Celts were running wild as tribesmen around Ireland, they were using those things on people?
I don't know. They sure didn't have any guns. The Black and Tans took all the guns from them.
Right.
So all they had. So they did pretty well to stay free. But that's all they had. Shovels.
Right. Farm tools, hand tools, right.
Yeah, that's all they need. The Black and Tans from the... See, the Black and Tans had the north part of Ireland under their thumb,
mm-hmm.
the orange Irish, but the real Irish down in southern Ireland, they did pretty well. They were very obstinate, but you had to be. Yeah, I don't know, I bought that in a shop. I remember.
Did you have any idea what your father's political thoughts were?
Oh, he was a Democrat.
Yeah.
And, but I remember Mike Manfield when he was in Missoula.
Mm-hmm.
And,
He was of your generation, wasn't he, Tom?
Well, he was a little older.
Okay.
I went to school with John Mansfield, with his brother.
Right.
But they had a little grocery store over on the south side. Bought two blocks from Shickley's.
Okay.
They were on 6th Avenue.
Yes.
And I worked at Regan's. See, at Regan, one of the Regan daughters was married to O'Day there. He's at Missoula now.
Mm-hmm.
He's the athletic director.
Okay, right.
But he was from Cutbank.
Okay.
And that was Regan's son-in-law.
Okay.
Father Monsignor Regan went to Notre Dame.
Yes.
Came back and became a priest.
Right.
I think he was first pastor at Our Lady of Lourdes.
Right. Did any of your siblings become religious?
No.
And none of your children?
No.
Either.
No. Certainly not. No, that doesn't work that way.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've sure enjoyed visiting with you today, Tom, and having you share your pictures and your thoughts with us. Is there anything else you'd like to add to your little bit of history?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for letting us come in today. And
what are you going to do with that?
We are going to make a recorded disc and a DVD movie. Yes.
I can show that.
I think that Bernadette, there's so many Bridgets in Ireland. Mm-hmm. Bernadette can make a copy.
Just lend leasing.
Mm-hmm.
We send in. In fact, I signed up for a. I tried to get in. Canadian Air Force was helping England bomb. And they had bombing groups.
Right, and they sent and trainers they over.
But I remember I got out of school and I was in the Army already. And I tried to sign up for something and they said, "You're in the Army, forget it." And then it took 4.5 years for me to get out.
Yeah. Once they get you, they know how to keep you, huh?
Yeah, I was in there six months before the war started. But I knew they, you know, I wasn't married.
And then you were sent to England?
Yeah, I went to England. I was at Lowry Field for a couple of years.
Okay.
That was nice.
Yes, you could have been in worse places for sure.
Yeah, and Denver was nice.
Yes.
They had a gunnery school there. And that's what I did.
See, that college education pays off. You get to be an officer that way.
Well, I wasn't an officer. I was a staff sergeant.
Okay.
I got a picture over there.
Well, could we take a picture of your picture?
There's Helen there, see?
Okay.
But she was the one that had this. Oh, this goes on here.
Okay. Switch it. I probably have to turn it again.
Turn it again. Oh, there's me. There's me.
You got a picture of you in the Army?
I was in the Army then. Okay. I had everything. I didn't have glasses then.
Right.
Let me
hold that for Patrick.
Yeah, I was.
You're a good looking guy.
I was?
Yeah. I think all your brothers were good looking too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Very handsome. For a long
yeah,
fellows.
Yeah, I was a staff sergeant.
Okay. Got your ribbon there.
That was, yeah, that. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was. I was in the Army.
Who's this lovely lady here?
That's Helen. She owned this place when I.
Is this your second wife or your first wife?
Second.
Second wife.
She was a teacher at Cascade. There's another Irish book.
What's it got there?
A Terrible Beauty. That's another Irish.
We sure enjoy looking at those pictures in those books, don't we?
Norman Rockwell. Yeah. Yeah, I spent 4 years in Missoula.
All right.
I worked in a student store for 3 years.
That's you and Helen there?
Yeah.
In front.
Yeah.
And I see Tim and Neats back there.
Yeah. He's the oldest boy.
Right. This is Tom's oldest boy and his wife. I graduated from high school with Anita. We called her,
yeah.
Call her Neats.
Yeah, I say he wrote me an email, said you were coming.
Yes. I was going to email them this morning and tell them I was on my way over, but I'll just send them one when I get back and say, we got you recorded.
Oh, yeah.
How about taking a picture of him when he was Grand Marshal in the parade, too?
You bet.
Oh,
you can just leave it up there.
That's a 1934 motorcycle.
It's very cool. And that's, you probably don't remember it, but I gave you my woolen lap blanket to
Pardon?
Put over your legs. The day I gave you my woolen lap blanket to put over your legs because it was chilly that day.
Very cold.
Yes.
That's John Rummel. They called the Tribune call and asked what his name was, and I felt like saying it was Pat O'Brien, but it was John Rummel.
You're funny.
I think I was going to take that to the Tribune.
Oh, sure.
I should have shown that to the old guy.
Yes.
He was a baseball player. I thought this was the original.
Turn this on.
I was wondering, bring that.
Oh, down. There's your baseball. Well, Patrick's gonna take some snapshots of your pictures.
There's a see. Here's Mike Mansfield's secretary.
Oh yes.
Stanley. He's.
Mike was a small man, wasn't he?
No, he was tall.
Was he tall?
Yeah. This guy was big. We went to school at St. Mary, but Mike Mansfield, he was in the Army, he was a major. And when he got out of the Army, Mike Mansfield took him as a secretary.
Did he?
Yeah. But he went to school at Missoula.
Did you do this painting of the house?
No, my brother did that.
Your brother did that.
My brother did that. I did those.
Oh, I see he wrote on the back. Let me see what he wrote.
Oh, I wrote that.
Okay. What'd you write?
Yeah, if you go to that house, it was a brick house on 4th Avenue South.
Yeah, your dad's for long.
I wrote that.
Okay.
But anyway, it's got BAC on the back. Going to the back, that's where your clubhouse was. That was our old house.
And you called your baseball team the Bootleggers?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted them to name the Voyagers the Bootleggers, but they wouldn't do it.
Oh. I suppose that had a bad connotation, huh?
Oh, I don't think so.
which one of these players is you?
None of them.
Oh.
Those are my older brother.
Oh, these are your brothers. Which ones are your brothers?
There's Hook, there's Speck, there's Hook, there's Daz.
Okay.
He went to school and he was the editor of the Tribune.
All right.
Chris Rowe, Joe Lincoln, Black Eagle, Dutch Phelan, George Olds, Dave Ross, he worked at Graham and Ross.
Yeah.
There's a guy named McManus. This is McManus. That's Higgins.
Hmm.
Those were the ball players.
So these two are your brothers?
Yeah.
And this one.
Yeah.
So this is Daz, nickname.
Yeah, he was there.
And Speck.
Manager.
And what was the other?
Hooks.
And how did they get their nicknames?
Oh, they started a baseball team and we had diphtheria. And we were quarantined and they wrote the names when they formed the club. They wrote the names on the diphtheria sign.
Oh, really?
But that was... They all had nicknames. They said, how come I never had one? I said, I don't know.
Tom must have been short enough, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always interesting how families come up with, or friends, people come up with nicknames for us. And
yeah.
Sometimes we know a reason why, and sometimes we don't. All right. Let's see. Do you know... anything about the name Furlong? Did your dad ever share?
No.
Anything about your family name?
The Furlongs in Ireland were started in Wicklow, Ireland, on the east coast, south of Dublin.
Right.
That's all I know, but they were from Waterford, which is
farther
west and south, on Tremor Bay.
Okay.
On the English Channel.
Okay.
They call it the Irish Sea.
Right, right.
I call it the Irish Sea.
It's on the map that way too, so you're probably in good company.
Yeah.
Did your parents ever talk much about Ireland after they came to America?
No.
Did they ever get back again?
Yeah, they went back once.
Did they?
When he retired. Robert and Eileen went with him, I think.
Did they?
I can't remember for sure.
Okay. But
they went back once.
And that's Robert and Eileen Bowers. We talked about them the other day, right?
Yeah, there.
I went to school with Brian. Their son Brian was in my class.
Yeah, they got a kid at Central. Patera, see, Sheila married Patera.
Right.
And they had, I think they adopted that kid. They call him Craig. See, Craig was one of Patty Mike's kids.
Ah.
I forget for sure.
That's okay. So when you have an extended family, it's hard to remember everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about what you visited in Ireland when you went back for your visits.
Well, I liked Galway and, you know, that area around Cong. The first time, Chris Stevens was there.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out to visit him in Cong. He taught at Galway University when we were there.
Mm-hmm.
So we spent a lot of time around Limerick. And I think that's where Father Keane's from.
Right.
But I can't find it. But we landed in... We went to Dublin. Dublin is a real busy place.
Right. Big city.
I liked Dunleary right below it better.
Mm-hmm.
Church and stuff.
Good.
Dunleary is a little south of Dublin, right on the coast.
Okay. Do you ever remember your parents speaking Gaelic after they came to America? Did you ever learn any words?
My mother probably knew more about it than my dad.
Mm-hmm.
They had a brogue. I didn't think they had a brogue, but everybody said they did.
Well, of course, your ear was used to listening to them. They were just normal, right?
Yeah.
Right. Did they ever talk to you? Or I know when you're younger members of a big family don't always get to hear all the stories of the family.
My dad
was that same way.
Yeah.
But did you ever hear your mom and dad talk about... Let's stop. You can get your phone.
No, they didn't.
This is sand, actually. I just painted rocks. The water's flowing that way.
Hmm.
This is the Monroe. That's the North Fork of the Flathead.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I painted that.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Come over here a minute, Tom, and... get by this little microphone and tell us when you started painting hobby.
I started painting when I was in college.
Uh-huh.
But I did most of the paintings I did afterwards, but the best teacher I ever had was Sister Trinitas up here.
From the Ursuline.
Oh, she... No, from college.
Oh, College of Great Falls.
She was a sister of Providence.
Providence.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she was she got a degree from Chicago Art Institute. But I talked this gal into going to...
One of your daughters?
Yeah, she wanted to be a real artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked her into going to Chicago, and she stayed there.
And never came back, huh?
I just got a letter from her yesterday,
day
before. She was at a ball game. We were Cub fans.
Right. So you started painting when you were in college, actually, then, huh?
Yeah.
And did you paint as a hobby all of your life then?
Yeah, I just painted for fun.
Well, you have a great talent. Did you do the painting of the Square Butte there?
Yeah.
With the hay bales on
it? That's from the north side, from the Fairfield side.
From the Fairfield side.
Yeah, most of the paintings you see are from the south side.
And did you do the picture of St. Mary's Lake?
Yeah. Oh, that's from that spot. They have a sign there.
Goose Island. They call that Goose Island.
Yeah, Goose Island.
Right. And how about the farthest one over?
My brother painted
Your brother.
Ireland.
Which one of your brothers painted?
Edward.
Edward.
That's this one.
And he's the one, Daz?
He was the editor of the Tribune.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a newspaper man.
Well, he
was working at the Missoulian full-time when he... graduated. He was a good newspaper man.
And this was your father, right?
Yeah.
In the engine?
Yeah.
Right.
That's Mike Master.
What was your father's first name?
Michael.
Michael.
They called him Major.
Major? They called him Major?
Yeah.
Okay.
He wasn't a major, but they called him.
I understand. I understand the whole nickname thing. Yeah. Yeah. Quite a few in my family also.
Yeah, he was Major. The Major.
What was the occasion? This isn't a picture of you with Mike Mansfield. That's his secretary.
Who's that? We went in the Army together. But we just left school. And this is at the Civic Center.
In Great Falls.
And he stayed in there. We were field artillery.
Okay.
And he had a training job in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went overseas finally, and they were in the Battle of the Bulge.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't a good place to be, was it?
But when he got out of the Army, Mike hired him to be his secretary.
Do you remember his name?
Stanley Kimmett.
Stanley?
Kimmett.
Kimmett.
K-I-M-M-I-T-T.
Right. There's some Kimmetts that live up in North Toole County, up around Shelby and Sunburst.
Yeah, they came from...
Is that
Canada, and then they went to Oilmont or Cuban, I forget. Which.
Yes, right in there. I know some of them.
Claudia.
Right, I know some of those Kimmetts up there.
This is K-I-M-M-I-T-T.
Right.
Not E-T.
Right.
There's a lot of Kimmetts E-T, but this is I-T-T. And they always corrected you when you said.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah, they originated in Canada,
right?
As far as I know.
Okay. All right. Well, we should probably let you go, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
That's all.